The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America, and still coronavirus. Harley.
Well, we have a number of things. Mike Pence has tested positive and will be self-quarantining. That's the vice president, of course. President Trump has said people should be wearing masks at the White House, so I guess that's what they'll be doing. The CDC, in the meantime, has done a study into the deaths that have occurred in New York City during the peak of the coronavirus crunch. The numbers say that during the typical period, 8,000 people would have died without COVID, but 24,000 did. That does not mean the coronavirus killed all those people.
No.
The CDC figures a good 5,000 were people who could not or did not seek medical care because of the virus. Some, because hospitals and politicians, expecting the worst, canceled many surgeries,
yes,
and because people were told to stay away or were, yes, scared into staying away from hospitals.
That's true.
As it turned out, we now know New York was never close to saturation in the hospitals. Only a third of the emergency beds set up at the Javits Center were ever used. The vast majority of the beds were not used at the Navy's hospital ship, which was docked in the harbor to serve both New York and New Jersey. In other words, fear and overreaction killed thousands of people needlessly just in New York City.
We've got the same predicament here, Harley. I mean, at the time when all this was on, they were saying we'd never have enough intensive care beds and so on. Our hospitals were like morgues. They're empty.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people who were slated for surgeries had the surgeries canceled or,
yep,
put off.
And people were denied life-saving surgery. So they're amongst the casualties of those who've died from a different set of circumstances.
That's exactly right.
Baseball.
Well, the plan is now that right after the 4th of July, maybe right around the 4th of July, they're going to start playing baseball, but without fans. So they'll be in the ballparks and nobody else will be there.
I know.
Or very few. I mean, why don't they? I don't know why they don't sell every other seat or, you know, tickets. You know,
it would,
you know,
I was reading some stuff, Harley. Sorry, I was reading some stuff last night,
yeah,
which argued that there is very, very limited prospect of contracting the virus outdoors.
If there's a breeze, what, yep, is it they say to you? Stay in a place that's well ventilated. What's,
yeah,
more well ventilated than a baseball stadium, for
that's
God's
it
sakes?
And certainly now an empty one. Just a quick one about Bernie before you go.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders will not be running for president again. Twice was enough. When both times he fell far short of any reasonable chance of being elected anyway. Bernie said today it is very, very unlikely, that's a quote, that he'll be running for president again. He is 78. Next time around he'd be 82, a bit long in the tooth for a national campaign. He said, I think next time you're going to see another candidate carrying the progressive banner.
Yeah. Well, mind you, there's no guarantee this Biden campaign won't fall apart. Poor old Bernie might be called from the convention floor. You never know.
Wouldn't that be something?
All right, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Harley Carnes in the United States of America.